Well, Mr. Brady, back to D.C. for another week in the cold and the big issue, the big three. Do you think Americans want to, at this point, bail out Detroit?
I think Americans want those automakers to survive, but they haven't been sold yet. That they've got a workout plan, that they'll be able to repay the money that they're borrowing from taxpayers, or that at the end of the day, that they'll be able to shed some of those very, very high union costs that allow them to be competitive in the future. Plus, as we go back this week, I think beyond the automobile issue, is Congress really doing the oversight and keeping tabs of the money that's going out for the bailout? Not just the $700 billion that Congress approved, but now almost $7.5 trillion that the Federal Reserve Board, FDIC, our other agencies in Congress have now spent or guaranteed to stabilize our financial situation. I think it's critical that we acted, but I think Congress has really not done its job in oversight to make sure we know how these dollars are being spent and are the taxpayers being protected.
One thing that you hear from people on the street is, doesn't Congress realize that billion with a B is a big number?
Right now, this financial crisis has gotten so large and government spends so much that now if you're not spending, you know, $1 billion on a problem, it's made out like it's not a serious problem. That's a ton of money. And as we look at in the automobile case, clearly we want them to survive. There's no question about that. They've asked for $34 billion, but privately, experts predict that they'll really need nearly $125 billion. That's a huge investment by the American taxpayer. I think it's right for Congress to be skeptical, to be asking a lot of questions.
And with the automakers coming back to Capitol Hill, this time in hybrid cars, didn't seem to undo the damage of the jets.
I think the offers on compensation and the driving back in hybrid cars is really seen as too little, too late, and just symbolic. And that's part of the problem. Those who support and want to see them survive want to see real change because they believe, and I believe, that's their only hope to survive in the future. I own a Ford, a Chrysler, and a lease for my office a GMC. You know, I believe in those cars, and I believe in those automakers, but we're going to have to see real change if they hope to be around here 2 years from now.
And speaking of change, one of the things that was on your agenda for last week was figuring out what the situation is with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service and the jails in Texas, and whether or not criminal illegal aliens were getting deported like they were supposed to be, or whether or not they were just being released right back into the community. Does it look like progress is being made?
You know, it does. A recent report in the newspaper showed that three-fourths of criminals who were in the country illegally and had admitted they were still not being detained or deported. Some were going right back out on the street to commit violent crimes, murder and rape and sexual predating on our children, which is just obscene. And so we've met as part of the Houston delegation with ICE last week, and we're seeing some progress, real progress, in the Harris County Jail to identify, automatically fingerprint everyone who comes through the jail, make sure that they are bounced up against both their criminal record and their immigration record. I think that's going to help. Two things. We need to measure that progress because I still think there are gaps in the system. And secondly, we need to have that rolled out to every jail in Texas. If we're serious about making sure those who commit violent crime and who are here are illegally never return to our neighborhoods or streets, we're going to have to stay on top of this.
Now, this is an issue that got pushed to the back burner during the presidential election, but immigration is still something that everyone in Texas talks about whenever they get together.
It really is, and I'll be curious to see if President-elect Obama makes that one of his top issues or not. My gut feel is that it is so emotional and red hot as an issue, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to postpone it. But there is an expectation by a lot of special interest groups that they need to tackle this in the first year. So we'll see if they make it a priority or not.
Well, if there was one issue that was hotter, if there was one issue hotter in the last week, it's the three worst letters in the alphabet right now, and that's BCS, especially if you're a UT fan. So some people are wondering if they need congressional action.
My opinion is I think Texas just got hosed by the BCS. There's no question in my mind they ought to be in the big a 12 playoff, and they ought to be in the national championship. So, you know, I think the BCS is wrong. But those in Washington who are talking about Congress sticking their nose into it, I think they're dead wrong. We have so many challenges as a country, our economy, the war, healthcare, energy. The last thing politicians need to do is stick their nose into sports, in my view, at any level. So let's fix the BCS, but, you know, Washington, go find something else to work on.